Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist, singer, and composer Alicia Keys. She's a brilliant young performer who has captivated the music world with her songs and won countless awards. She's indeed a young woman to watch and admire and listen to. Alicia, it's great that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe I'm here. This is like a dream come true for me, really.
Really, truly?
Really, truly, like for real.
I'm just so glad to have you, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring the trio, so we've got Glenn Davis on drums.
Yeah.
Gary Masarapi on bass.
Yeah.
And before you sing something, play something, what do you call your music?
What do I call it? Like a title, kind
like
of?
Like a title. It's not rock, it's not... It's sort of something special. I mean, I wondered if you had a
special title.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hip hop. It's sort of.
Well, I mean, I like most of the time. I like to not call it anything because I like to be able to move in and out of any genre I'd like to, or mix styles of music. That's like one of the most fun I have, is mixing styles of music together. So I kind of like to not call it anything, but I do think that it would be, you know, heart music. It's definitely music from my heart, and it's music from my soul, and music that moves me and moves me to the point that I have to express myself and get it off of my chest. So maybe we can start a new category called heart music.
Heart music. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's great. Well, you got started pretty young. I mean, you're from New York, and you started as a kid. You got started playing when you were about 7, right?
I did. I started playing when I was 7.
How did that happen? Did you start to study right away, or did you just sort of play by ear?
At first, I think I just played around. I played around and tinkled little songs that I knew and that kind of thing, or that I heard. And not long after that, then I started to study by this wonderful young lady that was in my same building, so it was very convenient. Her name is Margaret Pine, and she's actually here right now, so I'm very excited about that as
well. Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
It really is a lot
that's
of love
great.
In here.
Yes. Well, before we go any further with your life, I'd love to hear you sing and play something.
Surely, I would love
to. With the guys, okay.
All right.
What's this one?
This one is Trouble Man. It's by Marvin Gaye. He's one of my all-time favorite artists, and here it is.
Sugar, playing by the rules. I've come apart, baby, but now I'm fine. I'm checking trouble, sugar, moving down the line. I've come apart, baby, but that's okay, 'cause trouble man won't get in my way. I've come apart, baby. I've been for real, baby. Let it sweat me, babe. I feel a kind of protection. let it sweat me, babe.
Boy, that is a good way to start the show.
Thank you very much.
Exciting. Marvin Gaye has some great songs.
I love him so much. I mean, back to what we kind of talked about before in regards to heart music, you know, there's certain artists that truly just touch me in that way. And he's one of them because he just seems so very genuine. You know, I know that he was singing about what he truly felt, and I love that.
I'm sure he was. I'd love to have met him.
Me too.
Of course. But then, as time went on, you started listening to some jazz people like Fats Waller.
Absolutely.
What did you like about like Fats and those people? Did you learn any of his music?
Well, what I love about you know, Fats Waller, first of all, one of my biggest things was that he had such huge hands that that he could play these, you know, he could reach octaves and beyond.
Yes, way beyond.
With just his left hand. And me, I have this tiny, tiny, tiny hand that my lovely mother gave me. I have the smallest hand on the planet, I think.
Well, that's all right. You can get around. You
can.
You obviously can.
You can get around.
I heard you.
But I always had to hop and jump so much. So when I was little and just being introduced to it, man, it was like, it took me a long time to get the essence of being able to be free enough to know that my fingers knew where they were going and just let them jump to reach the notes that they had to get to.
That's right.
So it was interesting. That was a lot of fun to learn.
So I think it would be nice if you would do something by Fats. What can you do?
Let's play a little Ain't Misbehaving.
Okay. Thank you. Boy, I really love hearing you play one of those old tunes. It's still as good now as they were when he wrote them.
Wow, I love them too. There's so much energy in them.
Do you ever do a tune like that in your show, or do you do all your own things?
I do, actually. I love to do that. I like to put old songs, older kind of rag songs in my show sometimes, because I have a portion where I just sit at the piano. So I'll go through different styles, kind of. I'll play a little classical. I'll play a little something that's from maybe the 30s. I'll play something that's maybe from the 60s or 70s, and then I'll keep going on to my stuff.
Well, that's great. Well, there's more to come with Alicia Keys. Gary Mazzarappi is on bass and Glenn Davis is on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marianne McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Tell me how you got from playing when you were seven or thereabouts. It seems that you started recording pretty young, didn't you? You had it in your head you wanted to make a record.
I did. I had a very strong mind. That's another attribute I would like to say thank you to my mother for, because she's a very strong-willed woman, and that's what I saw growing up. So in my mind, I knew what I wanted, and I knew how I wanted to do it, and I didn't want to settle for anything else. And so I continued to play and try, and all the people that supported me, you know, supported my vision and that I wanted to play and sing and create and compose.
And I think that's great, and you're doing it. Well, what happened? I guess Columbia didn't really want you to do your own thing?
People, I find that people just have a certain vision they have for you. And
oh, sure. Yes. Absolutely. You know, I see this happening.
Right. And oftentimes it may not match with what you see for yourself. So it was definitely a battle in that sense of who I wanted to be and who they wanted me to be.
So that's when you got with Clive Davis, and he had this new record company, didn't he?
Right.
Jay.
Right, exactly.
And that's when your record got put together?
Exactly. I already had Fallen, funny enough, before I actually was with him. But it was one of the last records I did on Columbia, and nobody ever heard it because it was already, you know, we were going through our problems. So when I went over there, that was one of the first things that we played for him. And something about that song always touched people from the beginning. I don't know what it was. I think I wrote it in 1998, and I didn't play it for him until 2000, and still that song gave me chills, and still to this day that song gives me chills.
I'd like to hear it. Get chills myself.
All right.
Why don't you do it?
All right, I shall.
Okay.
Let's do Fallen. Thank you.
just when I think of taking more than what a fool, I start falling, making love with you. I keep on falling in and out of love within you. Tell you about it.
No wonder that song was so popular. Everyone, that was the hit song on the record, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievably so, because nobody thought that that would happen to that song. But you never know. And I my belief is when you put your heart into your music, then it's going to go everywhere. And it's going to touch people, and that's the most important thing.
And that's what happened with that song.
I think so. It touches me, that's for sure.
Well, maybe I can play something for you.
I would love that. There's a song of yours that I definitely grew up listening to, and that song is Melancholy Mood. First of all, I'm a lover of anything that's melancholy. For some reason, that resonates within me. And I was just wondering, for you, what made you write that song, or was there a specific feeling that you felt writing that song? And what made you title it that also?
Well, just the first part of it I got from hearing my husband Jimmy practicing, and he would play this little riff. And I thought that could build into a song.
Right.
And so I just started to write something, and somehow it just fell together. And the reason I called it Melancholy Mood was because that's what it seemed to me.
It had
that feeling. And I do have a lyric to it.
Really?
But
we discovered something new.
Anyway, that came much later. But anyway, that's how I got the song started. And it just seemed like a sad song somehow.
Beautiful.
So, well, I should play it.
Can you play it for me?
Sure.
That'd be wonderful.
Melancholy
Wow, that was so beautiful. I love that melody. I love that song. And hearing you personally play it right now is priceless. Thank you.
Well, thank you for asking. And I do like that tune, actually. The fact that Jimmy had a little part of that, you know. He was so surprised when he heard it. He liked it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved it.
Well, anyway. Well, there's more in a minute. My guest is Alicia Keys with Gary Masarapi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. For more information about Alicia Keys or other piano jazz guests, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I would love to hear you do another tune. What have you got in mind?
Well,
maybe we could do it together. I could fit in a little bit.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
Okay.
There's a song that I've always loved with all my heart, and it's called Good Morning Heartache.
Oh, that's a great tune.
I love it.
Billie Holiday.
I love her too.
I guess you heard that.
Absolutely. So, want to try that one?
Yes.
All right.
Sure. Okay.
Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Sunday blues. straight through Monday blues. Ooh. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one that knew me well. Might as well get used to you just hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
I honestly love this so much. I've never really played two pianos at once. I mean, not two baby grand pianos side by side at once playing songs that I love. It's beautiful. I love
it. Is it different?
It's different in the sense that it's, you know, there's more to feed off of, I think.
That's true. That's true. And also, one has to listen to the other person.
Right.
And try not to
get in the way.
You know, sometimes you get somebody that's very flourishy and you know they're going
right.
Thinking, gee, I wish I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
But
right.
You know, it happens. But playing two pianos is fun.
It's lovely.
And you know, I would love to hear something from the new record.
Oh, I'm very excited about the new album. It's going to be called The Diary of Alicia Keys.
The Diary?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It could be a little risque.
But it's, you know, it's very, all my music is very personal to me, but this happens to be a lot of my very personal thoughts and ideas and things that may come to you that you may, you know, you may even not address it at the time, but it happens to just come back up and haunt you in a way.
It's not like Bridget Jones' Diary.
No, not this time.
No. Well, so what are you going to do from the new record?
So this happens to be a song that is called Is It Insane? And I guess we'll talk more about it after I play it. But this happens to be a song that I wrote in a very moody feeling. So it's a very moody song. And yeah, I want you to hear something new.
I want to hear it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is it insane?
be complete with a wedding ring. Was that just me you imagined? Oh, now I cry like I'm your widow. Without you, just wanna fade away, sacrifice my life to relieve this pain, so much pain. Love,
well, that song is another winner on the new record. That
Thank
should
you.
Be a winner.
Thank you.
And how do you go about writing your songs? Do you ever get the idea for a song, like when you're riding in a cab or in the middle of the night, and you must write it down immediately?
All the time. That's definitely how it happens. It can happen in a cab. It can happen while I'm watching television. It can happen while I'm having a conversation, and suddenly I'm like, oh my goodness, something strikes me. Or it can happen just while I'm alone.
And you've got to write it down right then.
Definitely. Or I'll another thing I do is I call my cell phone, and I'll put it on my cell phone if I have no paper anywhere, anything.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that works, because then I can call it back later and get it. Then I don't lose it.
Gee, that's a great idea. Why don't I do that? Thank you.
Yes, do that from now on.
I will. Well, there's more coming up with my guest, Alicia Keys. Gary Mazzarappi is on bass and Glenn Davis is on drums. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz, and it's a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Another song.
Yeah, how about it? This song that I want to play now, because I'm starting to get in flow now. This song is a very, very special song to me. I almost feel like, you know how you have those songs that you wish that you wrote those songs?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Right. So this is one of those songs for me. It's almost become a part of everything that I do because it just constantly keeps me on track. It's called Someday We'll All Be Free, and it's a song that Donny Hathaway sings. And
it's got a nice title. I like the title.
Doesn't it? I love the title. And whenever I feel a little off center or confused or I wonder, you know how you have days like that, I think of this song, and this song completely reminds me that only good things are going to lie ahead.
Go ahead. I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. Things are moving so fast. Hold on tight and you will last. Keep your self-respect, your womanly pride. Get never mind your fears. Brighter days will soon be here. Take it from me, someday we'll all be free, yeah. Keep growing, growing on. Take it from me, someday we'll all be free, yes. Won't you say it now? Just wait and see. Someday. Ooh, you and me. We're gonna be in this cold, cold world.
Oh, that's a very dramatic song. That's a wonderful song.
Thank you. It is kind of dramatic in the sense that, you know, it whooshes up. That's what I really love about it. And it just, like I said before, it just reminds you. It gives you something to look forward to. That's what I love about the song.
It has a message for a lot of people.
Definitely. I know myself included.
Yeah. Oh. No, you've got some great stuff, Alicia.
Thank you.
I've been
having such a great time. I'm going to savor each moment of this day.
Well, thank you. I will, too.
I think this is one of the most wonderful things I've ever done. So
well,
thanks for
thank
stretching
you.
Me.
Let's do some plain old blues. We'll have Alicia and Marion's blues.
Yeah.
You know what might be fun, just to have Gary and Glenn do a chorus in front.
Yeah.
And just sort of get us
started
into the groove.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I'm with that.
Two, one, two, three.
Here we go now.
Say, girl, you got to play what you're feeling. Thank you.
nothing wrong with that at all. All right.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Today's guest has been pianist and singer Alicia Keys, with Gary Mazzarotti on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. This program was originally heard in 2004. Join us each week at this time for Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her outstanding guest artists in an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer Chinook Gang. Mastering engineer David Mitchell. Production manager David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There's a link to subscribe to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. Support for this episode's original production was provided by Borders Books and Music and the Verve Music Group. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.